Hey, y'all. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Can you believe it? It's Christmas time, y'all. Here on What's Cooking with Paula Dean. And I've got a special guest with me today. Drum roll. Jesse Blanco. Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Dean. That's homechef.com/Paula Dean. Use the promo code Paula Dean at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladean.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Well, hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. Y'all, I can't believe it. It's the 18th of December. Christmas is 9 days away. And I'm here with my buddy, Jesse Blanco. What are we doing, Jesse? What in the world are we going to do?
We are subtracting 2 days. Christmas is only 6 days away. 5, 7 days away. You said nine.
Nine.
Yeah, it's next Friday.
Oh, ho, it's ho, 7 days away.
7 days away.
Oh, my
away.
Gosh. Now I'm fixing to pull out the paper bag and start breathing in my paper bag. I can't
One
believe
week.
It.
You That's know, easier. I, 1 week.
1 week. You know, I've been on my book tour. Well, first it started with Dance with the Stars the last of August. I went to L.A. to start preparing for that. And then as soon as I was voted off, I started on my book tour. So I don't know what I'm just going to go crazy this Christmas. I just don't know about it. So,
yeah. People say the holidays can be very stressful because in between
stressful.
You're trying to think about what you want to get your grandbabies and all that
yes.
stuff.
Yes, I mean, I got those 5 grandboys that I want to see them squeal and jump up and down Christmas
sure.
morning.
Sure.
So excited that they're getting gifts for Jesus' birthday.
Absolutely. But you enjoy your time on the road. I follow you on Facebook. I see all the yes. smiling faces.
You know, I do love it, Jesse. I love being able to get out there and talk to the people face to face. And I meet some wonderful, ordinary, extraordinary people out
right.
there. And it's such a gift to me to be able to meet them. And be with them. And, you know, people lean over and they tell me a lot of happy things in my ear. And then they tell me some sad, challenging things that they're going through. So it was great. But I have to admit, I am a little behind on my Christmas job.
My wife, Sheila, tells me I'm impossible to shop for Christmas.
You know, I say the same thing about my husband because Michael and I are both guilty of if we need something, we go get it.
Right, right.
And we have everything that a human could possibly want except for that yacht, that $15 million yacht that he's got a hankering for, and he can just keep hankering.
Yeah, right.
Because he ain't getting it.
No, but, you know, I heard you talking with Bobby a week or two ago on your podcast. And you know, you get to the point, even if we weren't in that position, as we get older, there's only so much more stuff you can accumulate.
That's exactly right. And I think you can make do with less and less.
Sure.
things.
And I'm valuing the time that I have this year, which I haven't had in the last few years, to watch the Christmas shows with my daughter before she gets too old and goes off to college. Just little silly things like that.
That's
I'm more than happy
wonderful.
For. And if
That's
I get
wonderful.
If I get a chef's knife for Christmas, Sheila, then I'll be more than happy.
I understood what you said. Now, if I get a chef's knife for Christmas, Sheila.
Right.
I will be completely happy. I think that was a big hint, Sheila. I hope you're listening, girl, because that's a easy
yeah.
request.
Yeah.
Although, Sheila, if you're listening and you buy Jesse that chef's knife, you'll have to make him give you a nickel for it. I remember as a young bride, my mother gave me a set of knives, and she said, "You owe me a nickel." So I went and got a nickel out of my purse and gave it to her. And I said, "Okay, here you go. I don't understand why you're making me pay you a nickel for these knives." She said, "Because you never give anybody a knife as a gift, because the knife will end up cutting your relationship in two."
My grandma used to put scissors in the window.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, scissors in the window.
Why?
To cut bad, I don't want to say spirits, that's a poor choice of words, but to cut the bad juju, to cut bad energy from outside.
I'll
be
dog.
She had in her bedroom, behind her bed, that window that sat up behind
uh-huh.
her bed,
uh-huh.
she had a pair of scissors that sat there, and it wasn't until
no.
years later that I had the courage no. to ask, yeah.
But did yeah. you had the courage?
Yeah. yeah. Why are those scissors back there? And actually, I heard her telling someone else. And then I went and looked and said, yeah, they're still there. I had seen them, but never asked her. You don't question grandma. You just let it go.
Yeah, you let it go.
So you cooking a lot this season?
Traditions. Yeah. Traditions. Did you have any traditions in your family growing up?
At Christmas, you know, it was funny. Last time we talked last month, it was more Thanksgiving. And yeah, we had some traditions for Thanksgiving, but in a Cuban household, it was all about Christmas. Yeah, Thanksgiving is more the same thing every year. You uh-huh. turkey and the uh-huh. sides and uh-huh. Okay, and you get together.
And you don't have to worry about gifts. It's just about
right,
family,
right.
friend, and food and love.
Right, but Christmas Eve growing up was the biggest party of the year.
And really?
Yeah, and all the family members from all around would come, and then they would take turns. It was mostly at grandma's house, but sometimes we'd have it at so-and-so's house or an uncle or an aunt.
Uh-huh.
But Christmas Eve, they roast the whole pig in the ground. And
wow.
The day before, my dad and my uncles would go get it, and they'd bring it, and it, you know, looked like, you can imagine, all cut
uh-huh.
open and spread
uh-huh.
out, and they had the hole dug in the back of the ground. Only one time did they make me dig the hole, which was good. But they put the fire in there, and they cook it all day, you know, and
uh-huh.
best of my recollection, it would go 8, 9, 10, or 12 hours, depending on the size
yes.
of the pig.
Yes.
And they'd sit there drinking beer. And, you know, the more they drank, they'd start 9 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they were telling lies they had forgotten they told the year before.
the pig was toast, and so were they.
That's right. But and then they'd sample, or I'd walk by, because we were kids. We were 8, 9, 10, 12 years old, and we'd run by. Here, taste this. And I'd taste it. Oh, it's good. And run off. And then that evening, the big traditional table. With all the food you can think of, the pork and the rice and the beans and the bananas and all of it. And then there was music and dancing, and it's a real, real party. So I do that at home now.
You do?
We do.
Now, you have a small family now.
Correct, correct.
It's Sheila and your daughter. Now, how old is your daughter
now? She just turned 14.
14, all right.
Yeah.
I was going to make her 11.
Nope.
In my head, she should be 11.
She hadn't been 11 in about 5 years. You know how it is now, the TV and the cell phones.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but every Christmas Eve, we have, we call it the red party. And everything, we decorate the house, everything in red.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And,
now, what do you mean, everything in red?
You're
talking about red lights.
Red lights inside the house.
Uh-huh.
Red lights, we have I believe it's like 12 or 13-foot Christmas tree. We have a Victorian with the parlor up front,
uh-huh,
with the parlor windows.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so the middle tree is, I think, it's artificial, but it's 12, 13 feet, and
wow.
it's all red.
Wow.
And every year we try to add some more lights to it or, uh-huh. or stuff to it. But all the decorations, the big candlesticks, everything is red.
Is the tree red or is it
the tree?
Green?
No, it's a green tree.
Green
but
tree.
Everything on it is red. So
uh-huh.
it glows red in, uh-huh. in low light.
Uh-huh.
And all of the decorations we put out are red. And the bucket for ice and soft drinks, everything is red. And it's our Christmas Eve celebration, and we invite anyone in town, friends, of course, that don't go home for Christmas.
Yes.
And it has grown because you'd be surprised how many people can't get back to California.
Wow.
Or to...
Now, how many people do you normally have on Christmas Eve?
Oh, we've gone anywhere from about 45 to 85, 90.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And you cook for all those people,
yeah,
Jesse?
Yeah, that is one of my happiest cooking days of the year.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
So you're not roasting a whole pig in the backyard, are you?
No, I do some butts in the oven. And sometimes I've done two up to three, I believe. But I do that because I can, you know, let it slow cook early and control
yes.
the temperature and all
yes.
that. I don't have any help, uncles or whatever, brothers or sisters that can sit out in the
yard
drinking the beer.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of family that comes in?
My sister is now living here. She moved here in February, so she was there last year. She will come over. And mom, who is now out of
yes.
Tybee,
she'll
come. But, you know, I give them little, here, I need you to chop these 30
uh-huh.
onions
uh-huh.
task
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
just sit there.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have a glass of wine. And I enjoy the starting cooking at 8 o'clock in the morning all the way through 6 o'clock when the party starts process as much as I do the evening when all the guests show up.
Yes.
And then
yes.
inevitably you get a phone call from a good friend of yours and hey, I've got these two friends. They're home and can't. Of
yes.
course. Come on. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
And
bring
so,
them on.
Yeah. And so we. Because
it's distressing to think that somebody doesn't have any place to go on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I make too much food. We it's funny. Thanksgiving, we try to keep it simple, so we're not eating since it's just
uh-huh.
really three of us.
Uh-huh.
If we send some home with mom or whatever. But we don't make a lot of Thanksgiving. But Christmas, I go crazy. Sheila and I will go over the list of food, and I'll secretly add two more roasts or something.
Well, we got to take a quick break, Jesse, but I want to hear what else.
All right.
And I know y'all do, too. My friend Jesse Blanco is sitting in with me today. He is the host. He has his cooking show, and he is host of...
Eat It and Like It.
Eat It and Like It, and it's a great show. If it's in your viewing area, you need to catch it. Jesse Blanco's Eat It and Like It, I said. We'll be back in a second.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
This is Mark.
Mark!
Yes?
This is Paula Deen.
This is really Paula Deen?
This is
a recording?
This is not a recording, honey.
Well, hello, Paula Deen.
How are you, Mark?
I'm good. I'm just eating the sandwich for lunch.
Oh, what kind? I'm so hungry.
Oh, it's just turkey and Swiss. Nothing too exciting.
That sounds good, though. So where do you live, Mark?
I live in Queens, outside New York City.
Oh, New York City. Well, honey, you are a winner. Did you know that?
Fantastic. I was hoping I'd win that contest because I enjoy everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
I'm thrilled. Well, thank you. I'm shocked that you're calling me, though.
Oh, no, honey, no. I wanted to call and personally thank you for listening to the podcast and just say I hope you enjoy listening. And, you know, every week I do a brand new one. I just appreciate you, man.
Well, you know, I started listening to them about a month ago, and they're so nice and clear, and, you know, the content is enjoyable, and it's been great. I'm glad I came upon them.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And you can't beat free, can you?
No, you can't. It's in my price range. Exactly.
It's in my price range, honey, to do it as well.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, I've been talking about going to Savannah for a visit for years and years, and now I'm going to have to do it.
You need to,
check out your restaurant.
You need to.
I have a friend, her name's Grace, and she says that some of her best go-to restaurants, and she's a great cook, some of her best go-to restaurants are Paula Deen's, Red Velvet Cake, Cobbler, a couple other things. She knows what she's doing, and I know you know what you're doing.
Well, thank you. We have some really good user-friendly recipes that they're not intimidating.
Yeah, she said your recipes work.
Yes.
Which is apparently a virtue.
Yes.
That everybody's recipes work.
You know, that's right. And I said, you know, a recipe is no good if it only works for me. It's got to work for you, too. But you must come to Savannah. She's about the only word I can use for her, Mark, is she's magical. She is a magical place to live and to be in. She's truly got it all. She's got the arts, the education. She's got the beaches. We live on the Atlantic Ocean. The architecture is incredible. Sherman gave Savannah to President Abraham Lincoln for Christmas.
How about that?
So Savannah did not get burned down. And therefore,
I can't wait to explore it.
Oh.
And Tybee Island. I've heard about Tybee Island.
Oh, yeah. Tybee Island. It's, they march to the beat of their own drum out there.
Do they?
Yeah, they're still like they were back in the 50s and the 60s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you'll love it. You'll love it. But I'm going to let you go. Are you all ready for Christmas?
I am. I'm going home to Ohio, so
good.
I'm counting the days.
Good.
But before you go, I just wanted to say to you, your son's Thanksgiving show, it was aired last year, and they did it again this year, a rebroadcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is some of the best TV I have seen.
Now,
I could watch that show 10 times over.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Was it Bobby?
They deep fried the turkey. They deep fried, both boys deep fried the turkey in your kitchen,
uh-huh.
And you didn't have to do the cooking. And then they did some home movies at the end where they surprised you in Paris. And your son says bonjour, y'all, and surprised you. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember. And
that was really touching. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. We shot that here, you know, in Savannah at our home. And that was one of the most enjoyable episodes that I had the pleasure of filming, Mark. So I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm so glad you enjoyed it. They blew me away with the home movies at the end.
Sounds good.
It was so sweet. And I was ready to just cry like a baby.
I think you might have. Well, thanks for calling me. It means so much to me. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to my prize and my book and to getting priority seating at your restaurant when I come down.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. You have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year, darling.
You too. God bless. Thank you.
Full of best dishes and love.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, what a sweet call was that.
You've reached Alexander Gottschalk. I'm not available right now. Please leave a message. Thanks.
Hey, Alex. It's Paula Deen, and I was calling to congratulate you on being a winner in our little contest concerning the podcast. I'm so sorry that I missed you, but I wanted to tell you thank you ever so much for being a listener, and I hope you have the most merry of Christmases. Thanks again, baby. Love and best dishes from Paula Deen at What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Thank you, darling. Bye-bye. Hello, Julie?
Yes?
Hey, it's Paula.
Oh, my gosh.
How Wait are you?
What Paula is this?
Paula Deen.
Paula
Abdul. It's Paula Abdul. I'm just dancing like a crazy woman here. It's Paula Abdul.
I know it's you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, baby. I'm finally home.
Oh, man. Finally home. You've been on the road.
Oh, I've been gone since the end of August. Because, yeah. I did Dancing with the Stars, and then as soon as I left that, I had to start my book tour. And mm-hmm. they finally shipped my butt back home 2 days ago. So I am home to celebrate Christmas. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm trying to rearrange furniture so I can put a Christmas tree up somewhere in here.
Go get you a 1 foot one and sit it on your table.
No, I gotta have a big one. When I'm old and in a nursing home, I'll have a 1 foot tree, but I'm long way from that. I'm not ready for that yet.
Julie, let me tell you what, honey. I got a 16-foot Christmas tree in my living room that's butt naked.
Hey, I've got about 30 years of ornaments if you want to borrow some. I've got plenty.
Oh, honey, I do, too. I love ornaments, especially vintage ornaments.
I've got some from the Danbury Mint I've had for years, and they're really nice. You gold-plated.
Wow.
Everywhere I go, I get an ornament. Hey, I have a Paula Deen ornament. I have that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I need to sign it. You know, I'm doing a book signing Friday at Ort Hall.
Yeah.
So if you have a minute, bring the ornament by because it's that ceramic one, right? The china. And let me sign it for you.
Okay, I'll try. I actually put it on Facebook that you were doing the book signing.
Did you?
Good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's this Friday, I think, from 10 to 12.
Yep. You want to hear a funny story?
Yes, I always do.
I was doing a tour yesterday. I had this young couple. They live in Atlanta, but they're from Saudi Arabia. So I'm touring them around downtown. They don't know any of the history. They don't know who General Sherman is. They don't really care. They were just taking pictures. They'd never seen the movie Forrest Gump.
Okay? Oh, my gosh.
They didn't even know who he was, so talking about that was no big deal. So we rode around for like an hour and a half showing them taking pictures. And then we rode through the city market, and we rode by the Lady and Sons. I am not kidding. And they got so excited. They knew who you were, and they said, We're going there to eat. So if you get two people from Saudi Arabia, I said, well, go to the book signing. So I don't know if they'll go.
Oh, my gosh.
You're more popular than Forrest Gump. That's pretty cool.
Well, I will keep my eye open for them. Yeah. I appreciate everything you do, Julie.
Okay, sweetie. No problem. And enjoy it.
Listen, I'm so glad you won.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy that somebody from Savannah won a position in the contest.
All right.
Well, Julie, Merry Christmas, darling.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all, we're back, and I'm asking Jesse this red open house on Christmas Eve and all this food he cooks. Okay, we know about meats and roast and butts.
Right.
And what do you do along with it?
Oh, I get in trouble. I make too much food. I have. It's the way I was raised. You should never, first of all, turn anyone away. We talked about that if they want to come over. But I have this phobia against running out of food. And so I always think, no, I need to make one more thing. Or I mean, oh, I saw this recipe. This is perfect for this. And so I'll do, obviously, the white rice and the black beans, which is so popular.
Yes.
I get sick of them, but then people, 1 year I didn't do it and everyone was asking for them. Okay.
Where were the black beans and rice?
Yeah. But I'll do that. I'll do a couple of other rice dishes in smaller amounts, obviously, with the beans cooked into the rice. Sheila does, because it's very popular, a simple artichoke dip. That she got a recipe from her mama, which is going to go in my cookbook one day.
I love that. Is it with the mayonnaise and Parmesan cheese?
Exactly. And then she bakes it in
so
a little
crusty
on top.
It's so good.
Yeah. And I do the fried bananas. One time my mom, bless her heart, I had her frying bananas because they have to be crunchy and hot.
Yes.
When you get crispy.
Yeah.
And I had my mom in the kitchen, and she was a trooper. She did it for about 90 minutes, 2 hours. She was just frying bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's the plantains.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll do those. There's another thing that we grew up on. It's called yucca. It's like a yucca root.
Love them.
Yes.
Isn't it the white thing that looks like a potato?
Correct.
My gosh, I just love them.
Correct. Yeah, we do that. Sometimes I boil it. The traditional way is to boil it with a mojo sauce, which I make at home as a garlic and onion, olive oil, and some sour orange, and you make it the day before, so then that next day you boil it, and it's like a boiled potato, but a little more texture to it. Yes, you can fry them. My Sheila likes them best fried.
Well,
I like them both.
I think I've eaten them raw only.
No, you got to cook them. You got
to
cook them.
You have to cook them.
Yeah, you got to cook them. They're like a baseball bat. You got to cook them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You boil them and then you flash fry them, kind of like a French fry, but you got to cook them. But they have that garlic, oil, onion sauce to it. Yeah, that'll leave you licking your fingers, keep you smelling like garlic for a week after Christmas.
Well, it seems like I've eaten them all night. That's all right, too.
Right?
That'll keep the evil spirits away. But it seems like I've eaten them on vegetable trays.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were cooked. They weren't raw. We're talking about two different things. Yeah, they weren't raw. They can't be raw there.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in the...
Well, maybe I am talking about something else.
Yeah.
But it's white and it's crispy and it's delicious.
Yes. Yes, they really are good. And beyond that, my goodness, I get inspired by different recipes. It'll change. That everything I've told you is kind of the ground zero, if you will. Okay, now what am I doing in addition to that? I'll do those things pretty much every year. What do I want to do beyond that? And that's where it changes up. I'll make a Cajun dish, or I've made some of your stuff in the past out of your cookbooks. But everything else is kind of... You know, like this year, I'm thinking about, don't tell Sheila.
All right, Sheila, turn off this podcast.
I'm thinking about braising some beef and having some yellow grits, just as a little dish, braised beef with grits on it with some Parmesan cheese on
it. Yes,
on that.
And would you serve that in like the champagne glass?
You know, I've never done that, but that's a great idea.
Oh, it's the greatest, easiest way to do it.
Simple, yeah.
It's simple.
Yes.
And, you know, it holds just enough grits where it's not enough for the full meal. They can enjoy other things with it.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah. We'll do that with mashed potatoes and pot roast or the grits with the shrimp on top or something like that. It's a great, easy way to serve it.
I like
and
that.
And plus, it's pretty.
Yes, yes. Champagne flutes at the holidays is perfect. You know, that's actually a better idea. I got recruited to cook for Sheila's sister up in Atlanta New Year's Eve. So we're going to go up there for New Year's Eve, and I was thinking about what I might do there, and I like that idea better for New Year's Eve.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Great.
Thank you.
Like I said, the rice with the butt of...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, any combination that you like.
Yeah. Do you do anything Christmas Eve, or is it only Christmas Day?
You know, we always go to a friend's house for Christmas Eve, or since my grandchildren started coming.
Right.
But I've been so busy, I don't know if we're going to do that this year. But we celebrate on Christmas Day.
Right.
But we, you know, love being with family and friends on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a real unusual Christmas for me. Because I've been gone for 3 months, and I'm so behind every which way I turn, Jesse.
Right.
I'm behind, so
okay.
I don't know what's going to happen this year.
You're going to stay home for a little bit after Christmas?
Well, I'm hoping so. I've asked my team to try to give me 30 days off.
That's good.
The whole month of January off, and we'll see if they can do that. There's a good chance that they won't be able to do that.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yes. You know what? I'd rather be poor and hired out than poor and not hired out. How about you?
Yep. No, absolutely. Absolutely. People say, how you doing? I'm busy. Well, it beats the alternative.
It darn sure does, honey. I'm thankful for every day that I get to work.
Yeah, I'm thankful. Before I forget, I'm thankful for Bobby and Jamie giving me their football coach. George's coach is now at Miami, and I'm very excited about that. I know you don't follow as closely as they do.
Yes, no, I knew that Rick had gone to
Miami.
Yes.
And I have a tattoo somewhere that I, you know.
Yeah,
that,
but people that don't know, tell them your heritage.
I'm a Cuban-American from Miami. And I was
first generation?
My dad was born in Cuba, so I'm first here. Yeah.
First generation here.
Yeah. I was born in California, but I was raised in Miami.
I thought you were born in America. I thought you were first generation.
So, yeah, I'm from Miami. Miami Hurricanes, Dolphins, all the teams are Miami. And I'm thankful for the good people of Georgia that gave us their coach. And we'll do something great with him,
Jamie,
I'm sure.
Was Jamie and Bobby upset about that?
You know, I bet they weren't. It was a good thing for everyone all the way around. Mark Richt had been in Georgia for 15 years. Uh-huh. And so it doesn't make him a bad person, but let's try something different.
Yeah.
You know, the definition of insanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And maybe
yes.
Everybody just needed a fresh start.
Yes.
But I'm thankful he came. He's actually an alum, Mark Richt is. So.
Really?
From Miami, yeah.
I'll be dog. So he's come full circle.
Yep.
He's come home.
Yes, he has.
Well,
so.
Well, that's great. And
please
Christmas
thank them
Day.
For me.
I will. I will. And then I'll run out of the room.
Yes.
After I deliver that message. There'll be a lot of football games on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be a lot of football all that week. Every night
yes.
There's two or three games.
Yes.
So.
And they'll be switching that channel.
Yeah.
I won't see our remote for
right.
that week.
Right.
If I'm home to try to grab it.
Well, hopefully you will be. Got to have some downtime.
Well, I'm real excited. I started about 6 or 7 years ago, you know, I couldn't get these children out of my head that might not have Christmas. So I started going to the Salvation Army and getting a list of 5 or 6 families. And we get to play Santa Claus on Christmas Eve morning there at Salvation Army for these families. And I'm real concerned, how am I going to get that done this year? That's become one of our traditions. And I went out and I bought all kind of Santa Claus hats for the entire family. And there's usually 10, 12, 15 of us that go down to the Salvation Army and pass out big old Santa bags
mm-hmm.
to each of the children. And that is really what it's about.
Absolutely. And to that end, just last week, a couple of weeks ago, my show was about the food banks in the area. And I
yes.
went to Second Harvest, and I went to a couple over in Hilton Head Island.
Yes.
And I got to talking with them. And I already knew this because we've known each other for a few uh-huh. years now. But we got into a whole conversation about how much you and your family do for the food banks here, that you don't ask for publicity or for
no.
cameras or any of that
no.
stuff.
In fact, when I go to the Salvation Army, no cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, and I knew that, but it was nice to hear from people who are getting this food that are appreciative of everything.
Yes.
All the way down from Jamie one time told me that the old furniture from Lady and Sons, when you did some remodeling,
yeah.
you gave it to a charity, and you don't
yes.
ask for publicity. Mm-hmm. And I think people should know that there's so many things that you do that people know about, but you probably do 3 times as much that people don't know about. So on behalf of all the people in need, thank you.
Oh, well, you're so welcome, Jesse. And you know, I said if I ever got in a position where I saw I was going to make it, it was important to me that I could help somebody in the middle of their problems. So we've been real happy. The food bank, it just kills me to think about a child or an old person going to bed hungry. That just
yep.
rips my heart out.
Sure.
The food bank has always been a biggie for my boys and me, and also Safe Shelter.
Right.
I love Safe Shelter. They protect these women. They put them in an unknown location and get them out of harm's way. So that's where my clothes go, because these women are going to need to go out, make a fresh start, and start job hunting. And
right.
So when I purge my closet, that's where the clothes go.
I was invited last month to be part of their 2016 one of their events that I was told you were the guest of honor last year out of
yes,
the landings, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, this year it's me.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I love those. I love the women that run the shelter, and it's just good.
Yep.
It's one of those sad, happy places.
Yeah, and it's important to keep those places in mind year-round, not just
yes,
between
yes,
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because some of these women have been in real danger.
Correct.
Real danger.
Correct.
And sometimes those kind of things, they become normal to us.
Right.
And we don't know that we need to get out.
Right.
So the women that run Safe Shelter, they're doing a great job. But, yeah, you know, you all y'all out there listening, you know, you can drop a few cans of food in the carts at the grocery store, because you never know what just little things like that'll mean to families out there that have nothing.
Correct. Well, like a Christmas party, if you're having some kind of holiday gathering this week before Christmas, ask your guests to bring one can. It doesn't have to be
a box.
That's
right. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a lot or drop some money in the Salvation Army bucket.
Yeah.
I feel so guilty when I walk by those ringing bells if I don't drop, you know, if I don't have anything but a dollar on me.
God bless them.
Yeah, so let's drop a dollar in their pot, honey.
Please.
The grocery stores are just asking people to buy a couple extra cans and then drop it in the box as they're leaving the grocery store. And it's strictly for seniors because they're the ones that are in shortage of food right now.
Sure.
I know the numbers. I've been told the numbers before because I work with a lot of food banks, not just the one here in Savannah, but kind of all over the country. And they have given me the numbers of elderly that go to bed without a meal, and it's staggering.
It is.
It's staggering.
Particularly at the end of the month when they're just before their next check.
Yes.
It's tough to stretch when you have to choose between food and medicine sometimes.
Yes, and electricity.
Right.
You know, staying warm. So, you know, it's that time of year that we get to thinking about those that have less than we have.
Sure.
So we just have to remember and remind ourselves that it's not just at Christmas. You know, there's no cure for hunger.
Correct.
You can cure it, and then the next day it's right back.
Right.
So it's a never ending, and it's 365 days a year.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all things that we can do year round.
Yes.
Not just at the holidays.
Yes.
But it's nice that there's an awareness that kind of peaks at the holidays.
At the holidays.
It'll bleed over into the first of the year and stuff.
Yes, because, you know, there's still so many good people in this country. Everybody's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's that time of year that love really comes to the forefront in many of us, minds and hearts.
Yes, absolutely.
And, it's just the time of the year that everybody's just extremely aware of what Christmas is really all about.
I agree.
And it's about love. It's about love. And speaking of love, I love you, Jesse Blanco.
I love you too.
And I'm so glad you came by to visit with me today.
Thanks for the invite.
I would love to come to your house one Christmas Eve and see how your heritage cooks and parties
and
too.
The singing and the dancing and
yes.
Yeah, you don't know a party till you've seen me singing the Bee Gees.
Well, you know what? I might crash your party Christmas Eve just to see that.
I've done it. And then we dance and the whole thing. But before we go, I want to thank you for all of your support this year and the past few years.
Listen,
on my blog and everything I'm doing. Thank you.
I love and appreciate you and everything that you've done for me and my family. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Thank you.
You're a good man.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Merry Christmas to you and to everyone. Come see me at eatandlikeit.com.
Yeah.
And we have some fun. We eat too much.
I know. And some of the things I see on your show makes me want to lick the TV.
Yeah. Try putting it together. Yeah. So we're going to. Does this mean Santa's on his way?
Santa's on his way. Love and best dishes to all of y'all out there until next week. Give us a ho, 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 Jesse, in that low
ho,
voice.
Ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. What did you say, Elf Jesse?
I'm hungry.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Y'all Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.